Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we're talking about AI video. And up to this point, it's been pretty primitive, but there's a lot of really big things happening right now. Jaden, you have all the latest details. What do we got going on in the AI video world?
Okay, so the thing that I have been the most excited for in AI and video, finally I got off the wait list, and I think it's actually just open. Okay, wait, I have to just like really quickly give everyone my bone to pick with all the AI companies, and that is that they all do this like, get on the wait list, and then like that means literally nothing, because then they just like open it up for everyone, so you get no benefit for being on the wait list. So to all the AI companies listening, please let the humble people on the wait list get like a month early access so I feel special or something. But okay, anyways, what's actually interesting here, and I want to talk about some of these really cool video projects. And I want to get Jamie's take on them, because as everyone knows, Jamie here is the YouTube celebrity. We're talking over 130,000 subscribers. This man has been dominating the airwaves of YouTube for a long time. So we got to find out, right? Like, would he actually use any of these AI tools on his, you know, on his channel? So the first one is Pika. The website is pika.art. I've been excited for this for a long time because it kind of came out of nowhere, and they had a really impressive demo video a while back. So
it looks like, is it available? You have access now, Jaden?
Yeah, I think everyone can. I think you can just go make an account right now. Pika.art. Sweet.
I've been waiting for that one. That one looks really cool.
Yeah, it looked amazing, right? So I was messing around with it, and I was actually very impressed. So I did a video where I said a podcaster that is a robot talking in a studio. And it like did a pretty decent job with like a robot in a studio. And so like, sure, that's cool. But then the really cool part about this for me is that sort of like in Photoshop has some of these like AI features, but I drew like a gray box and selected over the robot and then just said like, make the robot red. And then boom, there was a red robot in the room.
Really?
Like, come on. That's so crazy, man. And it's like, yeah, it's a video. It's a 3-second video. It's pretty similar to, if you've seen like Runway, you know that they can do the AI video generated stuff. Anyways, would you ever use AI generated B-roll, for example, in your YouTube channel? Do you use B-roll? Do you only film your own B-roll? What does that look like for you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the past year and a half or so, we've mostly stuck to flipping, reselling content, which I kind of miss the old days when we first started YouTube. I was a lot more into the cinematography. You know, we did slow motion B-roll and all that stuff. We tried to do more of like the inspirational, you know, talking head style videos. Didn't really work out for our niche, so we're doing the side hustles now. But my creative brain really loves that, the whole cinematography editing side of things. So I think if I were to start a new channel, or if I had a different niche, I would absolutely love using these tools, because it really can get your point across no matter what you're talking about. You can use animations and things just to bring more visual interest and engagement. So, but I am curious, was it in a similar style, the prompt you gave it, was it in a similar style to the promo video, or what was the style like?
Like what it actually spit out?
Yeah, like is it all kind of look similar? I guess I'm hoping that this software, Pika, is a way for you to differentiate yourself. But if everyone starts using it, then it'll kind of all look the same. So I'm just kind of curious what the style was. Was it like more realistic or more animated looking?
I was impressed. I did a couple different tests, and I was able to get it to do a couple different things. So you essentially can tell it what style. You can say cartoon, you can say ultra realistic, you can say whatever you want, and it will generate it. So I think like Pika, it feels like version one of Midjourney for video right now. And so I think over the course of this year, this will probably progress to a point where it's like where Midjourney's at right now, which is like phenomenal, right? Midjourney V6 just dropped, and it's like, it's literally just looks like a photographer taking pictures of whatever you want, however you want. So I'm like very, very impressed with it as is. Now, the thing that I'll say is for other people that have tried like AI generated video, like have you tried Runway?
Yeah, I think it kind of almost seemed more like stop motion, like it was putting together a bunch of different AI frames of art.
Yeah.
Is that
Runway? Exactly. That's kind of like Runway. I was much less impressed with, if I'm being 100% honest. And I actually did go back and try Runway again. And I'll say they have made a lot of improvements where it looks a lot more realistic. But still, the big thing that I've noticed is Runway. They do. It feels like the images are a little bit higher quality. So it's like imagine like the image that, because pretty much a video is just like 100 images like back to back, and then there's like right. motion in them. So right. I think that Runway is doing a better job on the initial image. So I asked it for a podcaster as well. And it was like the podcaster it generated for me is like would be a great stock image podcast, like if it's just like a picture pretty much. But when it does the motion, it's like so like you see like the skin like move weird and it's just like glitchy. It's just like I'm like, well, I could never actually use that for anything. Like right. maybe if I try generating something 100 times, one of them might be usable. But like Runway, they don't have the motion very good to me. I mean, right. is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, which is important. I think, you know, it kind of gives me the, like, yeah, like I said, kind of stop motion. Like, it doesn't yeah. seem, it seems like you're doing like a flip book of pictures
yes.
rather than like a smooth motion, you know? So, like a Pixar movie, you know, or something like that. So that's kind of, that's why I was super excited about the trailer for Pika Labs. You know, and I think, it'll really kind of just be a next level, next step for AI video. Right now, there's some really powerful tools where you can pull, you know, stock footage and then, you know, combine it with a script. And that's really powerful. But I kind of think this will be, you know, the next level that separates, yeah. you know. So
because like Pika, so when I was trying Pika, what I'll say is like, it seems like the image quality is a little bit like, it's like a little bit less detail in an image, let's say, for example. So it's like it doesn't seem 100% realistic. It's a little bit behind on that curve, but the motion is like flawless from what I saw. Like everyone was just like moving in just like a video. So I'm like, I'd literally be more inclined to use a Pika video, even though I'm like it doesn't look 100% like is high quality, you know, like there's not as much definition in like the skin, for example, but like but it looks like an actual person moving, you know.
But yeah, and you had said, and I absolutely agree with what you said earlier about how Midjourney was like that originally too. If you wanted it to have a realistic portrait of a person, there was a lot of missing elements, you know, wrinkles and things like that, where now it kind of has grasped that and has grown. So yeah, like you said, it's Pika Labs version one. You know, it's going to be crazy to see over the next year, you know, even the next versions they release. And I'm very excited about it.
Okay, so let's just assume that Pika or Midjourney or one of these others like get their, like, let's just say Runway gets their stuff together, or OpenAI comes out with video, or Midjourney comes out with video. There's so many options for like video, but let's just say one of these, whoever does it first, I'm not 100% sure. Pika seems like they're leading right now. But let's just say they come out with a platform where you could very accurately, the same way Midjourney, you prompt, generate me a video of anything and it can do it. What do you think the disruption would be for like video filmmakers and YouTubers and stuff? Like, where do they currently have to go for stock stock video? How much does this cost? Like, how much could someone make if they created really good B-roll like this and uploaded it somewhere else? Like, I don't know, from like the industry, what have you seen here?
That's a great question. So, you know, I think right now there's a lot of really robust platforms to source stock footage from. And so you can put together a really nice looking YouTube video from stock footage. I think where this, a tool like this is super powerful, would be like for a company who's trying to show, their, you know, how their process works, or, trying to generate like, you know, a story based around their product or service. I feel like traditionally you'd have to go to a production company who has to spend thousands of dollars for all their equipment, all their different staff members. And then also a big part of video creation is the editing, and then using tools like After Effects to bring all the graphics together and stuff like that. If you could just use a command to do that with AI, you're going to cut so much time and cost down in video production, and you're going to have some really great high-end looking stuff. So I guess that's where I see a lot of this. Even in a bigger YouTube creator who has big budgets for graphic design and After Effects and stuff like that, they're going to be able to cut their costs down as well. And the teams will shrink, but the quality will increase. So what do you think about it?
One place that I've actually seen this in the wild, like recently I've seen, I think it's like on Instagram, I've seen a bunch of ads where I'm like swiping through reels and there's ads that are, I swear it's been like a bunch of fitness apps. It's probably like leading up to, it's like New Year's, it's January. Everyone's like, you know, here's the new fitness apps, but it's literally like an AI video of like a guy doing pushups. And I can tell because like one of his biceps, like kind of like twitched funny and stuff, but like, and I'm like, so like, why would they like use that? Well, it's probably because the cost of getting an actual like fitness guy in a studio filming him doing pushups, the cost is going to be like, you know, crazy, where you could do it for like literally a fraction and free to do this ad. And I've talked about this before on our last episode, but I really think one of the big strategies that AI unlocks is the ability to create a ton of content and see what sticks and what performs the best, and then double down and do a higher quality version of that. So for example, if you're this app, you could create 100 ad creatives. You're like, I have 100 ideas, but there's no way we can afford to hire 100 actors to, you know, a white woman doing pull-ups and a black man doing push-ups in like a dark lit gym. Like pretty much there's all these different concepts and ideas you can have, and some of them will just convert better. You never really know what converts best in ads, or really videos for anything, right? These are all algorithms. So you just make a ton of different types of content and you see what converts the best. So it would be very expensive to film like 100 different like commercials of different people in different locations, right? But if you just use AI, even if they're a little bit funny, you can pretty much determine which AI one does the best, and then you could go try to replicate that and do a bunch of variations of that with a real person if you wanted to double down on a higher quality budget.
Yeah, I mean, I'm back, this is like 5 years ago, but even 5 years ago, if you wanted a high quality video for your company done, like a 2 to 3 minute promo video, you weren't getting out of that for less than $5,000. So, and that's just the production side. That's not even including, you know, the creative. And then, so like you said, if you're going to try to test all these different ad visuals and models and stuff, it's impossible for any small business to do that. So yeah, it's going to open up a huge window of opportunity. There's still going to be the need for that creative person, that marketing person, at the top at the company, but as far as all the production stuff like that, costs are going to come way down. So
And the reason I bring up like the AI generated ads and stuff, and is because, sure, I don't think it's going to like kill AI generated like videographers and models and you know, like actors and stuff, but I think it's going to dramatically cut it down. It's not going to disappear, but like if I can generate 100 AI things and then double down on whatever one did the best, whereas before I might have made 10 in like, you know, I just had to do 10 with different people in different settings. Like, I think we're going to see like that, where it's like a 10x drawback in how much, in perhaps that industry, and maybe the same way we'll start seeing with Midjourney from photographers and other people. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting. And I think we get to a place where like this AI generated stuff really takes a massive, it is a massive disruption to photography, and cinema, and you know, all of this kind of stuff. And I guess to you, Jamie, who at your heart, you're an artist, you're like, for those that don't know, he's also a wedding photographer. They've been doing that for many, many years. If you're getting married in Grand Rapids, you got to hit him up, because it's the you know, pinnacle of a Grand Rapids wedding. But like, how do you feel? Do you think that like AI is going to completely replace, like, do you think people are even going to get wedding photographers, or do you think they're just going to get their face, take a picture, and then the AI is just going to generate their wedding photos?
That's funny. No, I mean, like, there's a part of me that's like, this is, you know, going to ruin art, but I really don't think, I think at least as far as the utility of it, it's more, in my mind, kind of like what you were talking about, it's about conversions, creating engaging content. But from an artistic side, I feel like still there's a human element that, you know, is missing. Like, I don't think AI will ever be able to make like a Beethoven symphony, You know what I'm saying? But I think for, you know, ad creative and stuff like that, it's going to learn what converts the best. And so for businesses, it's super powerful. From an art standpoint, I don't know, man. I feel like there's always going to be a human element that it won't be able to replicate. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
No, I tend to agree with you. I think specifically,